Lately, I feel like I don't really know what's going on most of the time. I miss being heard, miss being seen. I miss the people who saw me and really heard me at some point. I think of this person who used to be in my life and still seems to exist in places that maybe I haven't really visited for some time or revisited for some time. I think of how I met them. One day they just appeared in my life. They walked in, and even though they might have physically gone, but they never truly walked out. I remember the first time, it was about 3 a.m. He came into my apartment and looked at me. I was sitting there in a little nightgown. Well, nightgown is an exaggeration. It was really a huge t-shirt that made me look like Scrooge from that one movie. The grumpy guy, you know, the old one. I had no makeup on. My hair was not fully combed, just in two braids that I was wearing, kind of messed up by my pillow. I'd been trying to sleep, but sleep just wouldn't come. So I went on my phone and I started texting them. And before I knew it, they were coming over. And it felt simple, it felt easy. I didn't feel the need to put any makeup on or change or brush my hair. They came over and we talked and talked. And the entire time there was this tension in the room, even though there was ease. This had this weird feeling in the pit of my stomach. And I know sometimes that's just nervousness or anxiety, but here it felt like not exactly butterflies, but something more profound. Something like excitement mixed with security. We laid on my rug on the floor in my living room because I love being on the ground. Always been a ground girly. And they slowly came closer to me while we were talking. And before I knew it, I was laying on their arm. They asked me if they could touch me. And I said yes. Then they started tracing their fingers up and down my face, my neck, slowly going down under my shirt. Before I knew it, they were tracing my body, my breasts, my nipples, my stomach, even the squishy parts. I do have a huge tit, so that I get. But someone touching my belly, that softly, and then so firmly, but the touch still felt soft, careful, like I was being handled with care. I just laid there, somewhat unable to move in a weird trance. They kept eye contact with me, so I knew what was happening. I was looking at them the entire time. I didn't feel the need to look anywhere else. Which is funny, because I tend to close my eyes so I can feel every touch, but I didn't feel the need to do that this time. They slowly went down, and before I even realized, their fingers were wet, and I was the reason. I was wet, just while we were talking, looking at each other. Before I knew it, I was wet. And I looked down, and they were so hard. It was already 5 a.m. Neither of us was sleepy, despite talking about how we didn't get any sleep the night before at length. And all signs of sleep were just gone. They started telling me all about how they looked at my pictures on the way here. Started thinking about how it would feel like to touch me. I was so eager to show them what it would feel like to touch me. Slowly, our hands just became entangled. I was unable to keep myself away from them. I got on top of them. Also, I could feel their hard dick on my pussy. Even through the clothes, it felt so... real. And right there, I didn't feel the fabric between us. Didn't make any difference. It didn't feel like tri-humping. I didn't feel like a teenager. I felt grown and ready. So slowly, I took their shirt off. And I was so pleasantly surprised under all those clothes. They were so beautiful, and their body was just as seductive as their face, as their eyes, their lips. And finally, they asked me, "Can I kiss you?" And I'd been waiting for that question for hours now. I kissed them so passionately. Spit running down my chin. Their lips moved onto my neck. He sucked so, so softly, so tender. But I'm so light. It still left hickeys that I could look at after to remember this. I went back to my tits, right on top of their face. Ready to be sucked. I almost felt like there might be milk coming out of them any second now. I wasn't pregnant, but I wanted to be. I knew I wanted their kids inside me, I wanted their cum so far inside me, might change my DNA. It's all I wanted. My pussy started throbbing. I thought to myself, is this just a moment, or it's them, or a little bit of both? I took their pants off. I stood and slowly took mine off, my heart beating so fast. I sat on them quickly. I found their dick. I just couldn't wait anymore. I slid it right inside me. Their hands moved to my hips. They looked at me and told me how excited they were when they saw how big my ass was and how tiny my waist seemed to be. And under all those loose clothes, they were pleasantly surprised, satisfied. Validated. It all happened so fast, even though when you look at the clock, it was slow. But it didn't feel slow. The time passed so quickly. I wrote them slowly. Just hearing the wetness. Just taking all of them in. Knowing that they can see me naked. My arms, my belly, my tits. My pussy was throbbing, even though they were already inside me. I didn't know how else I could satisfy this need to just stay being filled by them. I could tell they were trying their best not to come. And for that, I was grateful because I just kept going. I lost track of time. I forgot all courtesy. I read them hard and fast. Even though thinking about it makes me so wet. It's like I'm there again. That's just a memory of their hands, their lips, their dick inside me. They turned me around. And I was so happy. Just knowing that they're looking at my ass up in the air. They got inside me so quickly. And I felt that initial. You know, just that grip. The way your pussy just wraps around someone's dick. And you just know that you're gonna get so much pleasure out of this. You just know it'll feel so good. You don't care that it's happening. You don't care that it might be done soon. You just want to be in it. You just can't think about anything else. Well, they fucked me from behind. They brought their fingers right up to my clit. They rubbed it so slowly. And the pace, the speed went up as their thrusts became faster and harder. I grabbed the rug with my fists so tightly so I didn't move an inch while they slammed their body against mine. They turned me around and told me they wanted to look at my pretty eyes while they railed me. And suddenly I couldn't think of anything else. Not about how I needed to stay wet or I needed to make them happy or give them pleasure. It all became about me. They started fucking me, looking at me. Then they asked me to just hug them as tightly as I could. I felt all that pressure of their body just right on me. I held them so tight. It's like our bodies were merging. Our souls were merging. And they came inside me. I would give anything to feel that again. They asked me if I wanted them to pull out. And I told them with every fiber of my being that was against everything I was feeling and wanted right now. I wanted their dick so far up inside me. My pussy was just screaming. I needed them. I needed them to stay inside me. I needed to feel their cum. Just the idea of being impregnated having their kids inside me. I wanted to be pregnant and I wanted to be fucked by them again while I was pregnant. Knowing that their kids were already inside me, but they just wanted to keep giving me more. I thought about how I might lactate when I'm pregnant. They might suck on my tits and swallow the milk. Just keep that milk in their mouth and then spit it in mine. Just wanted to be milked. Wanted to ride them while the milk was dripping from my nipples. Dripping all over my body. Dripping on theirs. My nipples were so hard. I kept telling them how I wanted them to come inside me, just over and over again. They kept fucking me until my pussy was so sore. It was so hard to stop. All I could think of was if they leave now, I would just want them again. I would just miss them again. And I was so right. They got up. It was time to go. Because the sun was already shining. And there were things to do. I just couldn't wait till I saw them again. As soon as they left, I started texting them, telling them how badly I needed them again. I miss that feeling so much. Even now, I put my camera up and I strip myself down. I show them how I touch myself, thinking of them. Just thinking about the memories. Oh, there's nothing better. Even now, my fingers are so deep inside me. All I can do is just rub myself silly. Just trying so hard. I pull these dildos out, I put them inside me, but nothing feels the same. I just keep looking and looking for someone who fuck me like they did. Are you someone who could fuck me like they did? Someone who could make me scream, make me moan, ask me how badly I wanted them, just make me beg. Oh, God, can't take it anymore. I need to be silent and just focus. Just fully give in. Just need to focus on my pussy.